The opening of the AIDS conference took place in Mexico's National Auditorium before an audience that included government officials, AIDS activists, medical professionals and researchers, and people infected with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for greater resources to be used in the worldwide fight against AIDS. He hailed the U.S. Congress and President Bush for recently approving more funds to combat AIDS and other diseases.
I warmly congratulate the United States government on the new legislation that will allow for $48 billion to be spent on the fight against AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria over the next 5 years. I also welcome the commitment of the G8 to keep working towards the goal of universal access to HIV prevention and treatment by 2010.
The executive director of the UN AIDS program, Peter Piot, noted the progress that has been made since the last conference 2 years ago. He said that for the first time since the international effort began, fewer people are dying of AIDS and fewer people are becoming infected with the HIV virus. But he said much more needs to be done to help people who suffer from the disease.
In the long run, we know that the best way to stop people dying from AIDS is to reduce new infections in the first place. But in the meantime, the treatment imperative remains as strong as ever. Because let's never forget that this is about people. Because this is about entitlement to life.
An emotional high point of the opening ceremony was a speech by a 12-year-old girl from Honduras, Karen Dunaway, who was infected with HIV.
Muchos de nosotros y nosotras queremos ser artistas.
Dunaway said young people infected with the virus are like their peers in terms of their aspirations, wanting to have careers and families. She said she wants to be a singer. More than 22,000 people are participating in this year's conference, the highest ever for an AIDS conference in a developing country. During the next few days, researchers will present papers on promising new treatments, and various activists and health workers will discuss such issues as discrimination against those infected with HIV, the role of sex workers in reducing infections, and ways of reducing infection among drug users. The conference continues through Friday. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Mexico City.